Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, we were talking a little bit ago about school boards, right-wing school boards, in our case, withdrawing from the National School Board Association and the attacks on school boards. Well, I'll tell you what, it's gotten even worse in some other states. Let's go down to Virginia. In Virginia, there are school board members in Virginia who have not only advocated removing books, banning books, so to speak, from school libraries, but burning them, I'm not kidding, as a symbolic gesture to the, quote, community, end quote, of moral rectitude. The Cortland School Board representative, Rabbi Abu Ismail, and Livingston School Board representative, Kirk Twigg, have advocated this. And let me tell you their exact words. And I'll also tell you how that's spilling over into Wisconsin. The guy, Abu Ismail, said, "I think we should throw these books in the fire." Twigg said, quote, "I want to see the books before we burn them so we can identify within our community that we are eradicating this bad stuff," end quote. School board member. Another comment from them, quote, "Allowing this one particular book to remain on the shelves, even briefly, means that the schools want to indoctrinate our kids with gay pornography rather than teaching them about Christ," end quote. School board member, public school in Virginia. Now, what are some of the books they want to remove? Two of them are novels by Toni Morrison. Toni Morrison won the Nobel Prize for Literature. One of them is a play by August Wilson. August Wilson won the Pulitzer Prize for Literature. Now, you know, I'm going to say something that's sort of obvious to me, and it's not meant to be humorous. In high school, if you go to a bunch of kids in a class and go, "Listen, there are two novels by a Nobel Prize winner in the library and a play by a Pulitzer Prize winner in the library, you got to read them," they will roll their eyes. They won't read them in a million years. Believe me, they'll go to the library. They may check them out to make sure that they look compliant. But are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The stupidest thing in the world these people are doing is advocating this kind of destruction of what are classics. And it is starting to spread. It is starting to spread. Here in Wisconsin, has anybody so far advocated not only the removal, but the actual burning or immolation of the book as a gesture of good faith to the, quote, community, end quote, that we are doing the right thing in their mind? You know, people talk about book burning, okay? And I my eyes glaze over, I hear about it, blah, blah, blah. You know, there are age-appropriate books for first graders, for fourth graders, for eighth graders, you know, I suppose even in high school. And then by college is Katie Bar the Door, and you should have your mind totally open. But this is different. This is very different. And it is spreading to Wisconsin so far in a low-grade fashion because our culture going back to fighting Bob La Follette and the Progressive Republicans who merged with the Democratic Party in 1949 in that convention in Green Bay. And I knew some of the people, worked for some of the people who were at that convention. I knew Bill Proxmire and Gaylord Nelson. I worked for Tom Fairchild. I was his law clerk on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. They were all at that convention. So was Pat Lucy, a friend of mine. That founded modern Wisconsin. But here's what it's come down to. Here in Wisconsin, we have a gerrymandered Republican assemblyman called Chuck Wiggers, W-I-C-H-E-R-S. It's not Uyghur, Uyghur. Chuck Wiggers is not a Uyghur, okay? His name is Chuck Wiggers of Muskego. He has put in a bill, believe it or not, in your legislature, your gerrymandered Republican legislature, illegitimate legislature, to ban a list of terms and concepts in the public schools in the state, including Muskego. Nobody can mention the term structural bias. In other words, you can't even discuss in any kind of civics class or anything over time how certain biases in the administration of our government changed or improved. But what I love is he wants to ban the term abolitionist teaching. You can't teach or refer to abolitionism. Word to Chuck. Chuck is not the brightest bulb on the tree. Chuck is the essence of the intellectual Republican Party, because Chuck apparently forgot that Wisconsin sent 91,000 soldiers in 1861 and 2 to fight for the Union to abolish slavery. It was in support of abolitionism. Chuck does not want that taught, because Chuck may not know that himself. Chuck may not know that himself. Now, you know, I think that this cannot be permitted to creep into Wisconsin. We should have professional educators select textbooks and professional teachers teaching our kids. And so I have a niece right now who is majoring in education at UW-Madison. She's looking forward to teaching in Wisconsin schools. My wife has a degree from UW-Madison and taught in Wisconsin schools for a long time. You want professionals. You don't want them looking at a danger list, maybe tacked up in the classroom, maybe not. If they mention a term that is out of line, it's like North Korea or Russia. If you say the wrong thing in North Korea or Russia, in North Korea, you'll be killed. In Russia, you'll be put in prison and killed if you're at all prominent. Otherwise, just languish in prison. We don't want that with our professional educators. And a clown like Wiggers, who says he would outlaw, this is in his bill, abolitionist teaching. Well, you're a history professor, or I should say a teacher in high school, and you're teaching, say, the Civil War. What do you say? Some people from Wisconsin decided to go south on a train, get out with bayonets and guns, and kill people who are Southerners, and that's it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's the biggest tragedy in our nation's history, brother against brother. You take a look at those battles, they were horrible. Our guys would take trains, and they'd get off somewhere in Tennessee, and they'd stand on a hill, and on another hill, there'd be 3,000 or 4,000 Confederate soldiers who are our blood brothers, and then our guys were there, and then they would walk and run towards each other with bayonets. How would you like to be in the front lines of that with no antibiotics and no anesthesia? The clown Wiggers doesn't want to say anything about abolitionism. You can't have this. At some point, isn't there anybody out there in the Republican Party with any kind of conscience or, frankly, education at all, who does not want to surrender our democracy? Don't you remember your high school classes? Give me a break. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.